Message from the Gospels. Randolph Dunn. Book Summaries by Roberto Santiago. Jesus began his ministry after his baptism to fulfill all righteousness. The Jews considered him a rabbi even though he had not attended their rabbinical schools. But, he was different since he taught with authority not as the other rabbis. Jesus appointed 12 men as his disciples and witnesses. Three of them, Matthew, Mark, and John, wrote an account of Jesus while they were with Jesus while he was on the earth. Luke was a physician who accompanied Paul as he proclaimed Christ to the Gentiles. Luke states in the beginning of his account his purpose for writing. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Each of their messages is summarized beginning with Matthew. Matthew. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. One must know the Father's will to be able to do it. Jesus is the Word and proclaimed it while on earth, therefore one must search Jesus' teaching to learn the Father's Word. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven, but whoever denies, refuses to acclaim Jesus is God, or me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. He answered them, And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. 18 And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, not hell but Hades as the Greek word Hades means the place or state of departed souls shall not prevail against it. Peter, from the Greek word Petros meaning a name, declared from divine inspiration that Jesus was God. The foundation of the kingdom and house of God. This rock, from the Greek word petra meaning a mass of rock, is a foundation rock. From Thayer's Greek lexicon. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, does not put self first, and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. His, Jesus, kingdom, not David's kingdom. Since those hearing are dead, Jesus' kingdom is now present. Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? And Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All these I have kept. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. This young man believed he could earn eternal life, since he stated, What must I do, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? He left dissatisfied as he apparently depended on his wealth. What do you think? A man had two sons. And he went to the first and said, Son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not, but afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, I go, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, Truly, I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him. Talk is not obedience. Repentance followed by performance is obedience. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, 3 and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, Tell those who are invited, See, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find. And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Note, the king is God, the Son is Christ, and Christians are the bride of Christ. Jesus proclaimed the good news and performed miracles, including raising dead people back, O life. Proof he was deity in a human body. Many Jews, especially the leaders, rejected him and his message. Jesus, the Lamb of God, offered his earthly body to God as the only sin offering which opened the door of forgiveness and redemption to all men. Summary of the Gospel of Matthew. The text focuses on Jesus proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God in Galilee, as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He taught in synagogues and delivered a message of hope and salvation. Jesus also taught about the blessings that await those who follow God's commandments and the consequences for those who do not. He spoke about the importance of acknowledging him before others and following him, even if it requires sacrificing worldly possessions. Jesus emphasized the need to follow God's will and warned against following human traditions that contradict it. He declared that Peter's confession of his divinity was the foundation of his church, and he predicted his second coming to judge everyone according to their deeds. Mark. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Jesus wanted many to be blessed by hearing the good news that the kingdom of heaven was near. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Their actions demonstrated their belief and faith. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Those who think they are righteous and without sin believe they do not need forgiveness." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons." And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs. And no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me, receives not me but him who sent me." Pride in self will defeat the work of a servant. How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished, and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." One's wealth does not provide forgiveness. Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands, for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." One must decide if family more important than Christ and forgiveness. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Are we praying for a mountain in our life to be removed? Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus answered, "The most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that no one dared to ask him any more questions. Not far from the kingdom is not the same as in the kingdom. But be on your guard. For they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Summary of Gospel of Mark. This text highlights the actions and teachings of Jesus Christ as recorded by Mark in the Bible. Jesus proclaimed the good news that the kingdom of heaven was near and wanted many people to hear it. He forgave the sins of a paralytic man because of his faith and belief in him. Jesus associated with sinners and tax collectors, stating that he came for the sinners, not the righteous. He also criticized the Pharisees for leaving God's commandments to follow human traditions. Jesus sent out his disciples to preach and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He reminded them that pride in oneself defeats the work of a servant. Jesus also stated that wealth does not provide forgiveness, and it is difficult for those with wealth to enter the kingdom of God. However, all things are possible with God. Luke. Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." God's word to the nation's Bible has, "The Spirit of the Lord is with me. He has anointed me to tell the good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce forgiveness to the prisoners of sin and the restoring of sight to the blind, to forgive those who have been shattered by sin, to announce the year of the Lord's favor." This translation shows Jesus's purpose was to forgive sins by his sacrifice. In doing so, he performed miracles of healing. Therefore, the good news was forgiveness of sin, allowing redemption. The people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them, but he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. Approval of man is earthly and worthless and nothing compared to the approval of God. Go and tell John what you have seen and heard: the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Soon afterward he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. A sower went out to sow his seed. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root, they believe for a while, and in time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. Gospel seed sowers are not to exclude anyone, especially seekers. I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father, wait until he dies. And Jesus said to him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, No one who puts his hand. And he said to them, Take care, and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Earthly possessions cannot provide eternal pleasures. Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Many who seek are not willing to commit. When one of those who reclined at table with him heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. But he said to him, A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, Come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. A young son demanded his inheritance now, and his father gave it to him. But he foolishly spent it. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost, and is found. All God's children, people, have foolishly sinned. If we change our way of thinking and acting and return to God, he will forgive. And he said to his disciples, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Causing one to sin can bring eternal destruction. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, and if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times, saying, I repent, you must forgive him. They were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. A young child gives trust without reservation. And while some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, he said, As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And they asked him, Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And he said, See that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and, the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. The temple was the center of Judaism. All records of genealogy for the Levites were kept here in order to know who should be the high priest. Within a few years the offspring of David, Jesus of Nazareth Christ the Son of God, will establish his kingdom, his church, probably 4 or 5 decades later, 76 AD, the temple and Jerusalem will be completely destroyed. He told them a parable, look at the fig tree, and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Summary of the Gospel of Luke. These passages from the Gospel of Luke highlight some of the teachings of Jesus and his actions during his ministry. Jesus preached the good news of the kingdom of God and performed miracles to help those who were sick or oppressed. He believed that the approval of God was more important than the approval of people, and he urged his followers to seek God's kingdom rather than earthly possessions. However, Jesus also faced opposition from some religious leaders who accused him of using demonic powers to perform miracles. He warned his followers to be vigilant against greed and to strive to enter the narrow door to salvation. The passages also illustrate the importance of commitment and perseverance in following Jesus, as well as the need to share the good news with others. Jesus believed that anyone could receive salvation, regardless of their background or status, and he welcomed all seekers to come and follow him. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is the Word. His message of forgiveness is near. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood nor of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. It is most important to note Jesus did not forgive everyone of their sins. He only gives the right to have sins forgiven, not forgive everyone. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him, and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God, Jesus, is the source one must seek to be cleansed of sin. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Birth requires a union. To be born of water and Spirit requires the union of man and God. This is done through baptism into Christ's blood. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes, believe is from the Greek word pistero meaning to commit to or trust in, him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. You do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. The scriptures do not give life. It is Christ who is life that gives life, and he must reside in your inner being. Whoever feeds on, some versions have eats, my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Feeds on or eats, Greek trugon to gnaw, to chew, stresses the slow process, it is used metaphorically of the habit of spiritually feeding. Vine's Expository Dictionary. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him. Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, the Son remains forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Man has a choice to be a slave to sin or to appeal to God to be his servant. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Eternal life with the Father is accessible only through obedience to Christ. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Summary of the Gospel of John. This text from the Gospel of John emphasizes the importance of Jesus Christ and his message of forgiveness. It explains that Jesus is the Word, and through him, all things were made. It also notes that Jesus gives everyone the opportunity to have their sins forgiven. To be born again requires union with God, and this is done through baptism into Christ's blood. Christ is the source one must seek to be cleansed of sin. The scriptures do not give life, it is Christ who is life and he must reside in your inner being. Through belief and commitment, in Christ, one may have eternal life and freedom from sin. Jesus also identifies himself as the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep and as the way, truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. The Lamb of God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Jesus' work was to proclaim a spiritual kingdom was near and that a new residing place for God, the heart of man, not a physical building. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. First, they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. The process had begun for the sin sacrifice to be offered up to God. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. So, Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world. Then Pilate said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this purpose, I was born and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. So, they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, To fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now the Lamb of God was sacrificed. Summary of the Lamb of God. The text tells the story of Jesus Christ's life and mission, as recorded in the book of John in the Bible. Jesus proclaims a spiritual kingdom and a new residing place for God in the hearts of men, rather than a physical building. He also teaches his followers the truth and the word of God and prays for them to be sanctified, to make holy, or set apart, with a purpose, in the truth. The text also describes Jesus' arrest, trial, and crucifixion, where he is offered as a sin sacrifice to God. Jesus is brought before Pilate, who questions him about being the king of the Jews. Jesus clarifies that his kingdom is not of this world and that he came into the world to bear witness to the truth. He is then crucified, and Pilate writes an inscription declaring him the king of the Jews. Jesus dies on the cross, fulfilling the scriptures and declaring that his mission is complete. The resurrection, victory over death, Satan's hold over man. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing. Eternal death had been removed. Satan defeated. Victory belonged to Christ. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Christ's resurrection proved he was God in a human body, Emmanuel, God with us. Earlier Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand, and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John 20 verses 26 to 29. Following Satan unsuccessfully tempting Jesus, he went to the people God through Moses gave freedom from bondage and laws by which they could live pleasing to him. He proclaimed to those who knew the law to repent, "Change the way you think and act, for the kingdom was near." Summary of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the central event in Christianity. According to the text, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where Jesus had been buried and found that the stone had been removed. She saw two angels who told her that Jesus had risen from the dead. Later, Jesus appeared to Mary and the other disciples, proving that he had conquered death and defeated Satan. His resurrection demonstrated that he was the Son of God and that eternal life was available to those who believed and were committed live for him in him. Furthermore, the text explains that Jesus' resurrection was a sign that he was God in a human body, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. In John 11 verses 25 to 26, Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." This statement emphasizes the importance of faith in Jesus as the path to eternal life. Jesus also instructed his followers to repent and change their ways, the way they think and act, as the kingdom of God was near. The resurrection of Jesus is a pivotal event in Christianity, representing victory over death and Satan. Through his resurrection, Jesus demonstrated his divinity and provided the means for eternal life to those who believe in him. The resurrection is a central tenet of Christian theology, emphasizing the importance of faith and repentance for those seeking a path to salvation. Summary of the messages from the Gospels. Jesus' death and resurrection fulfilled God's promise and crushed Satan's power of death. Blessed all people by providing the opportunity to be restored to God. As the offspring of David, he would in a few days on Pentecost establish a spiritual kingdom, one not of this world where God put his people cleansed of sin by the blood of the Lamb of God. On the day of Pentecost Day, the Father fulfilled his promise and Jesus poured out the Spirit. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is what Jesus did with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost in fulfillment of the promise of the Father. Jesus poured out the Spirit on all flesh. The Spirit then became available to all saved people, independent of race, Jewish or heathen, or role in the government of God, priest, prophet, etc. Note, baptism with the Spirit was always a promise and never a command. Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Summary of the messages from the Gospels. The messages from the Gospels center on Jesus' death and resurrection. The text highlights that Jesus' sacrifice fulfilled God's promise and crushed Satan's power of death, providing all people with the opportunity to be restored to God. As the offspring of David, Jesus established a spiritual kingdom on Pentecost, where God's people are cleansed of sin by the blood of the Lamb of God. The scriptures emphasized the significance of the day of Pentecost, where the Father fulfilled his promise and poured out the Holy Spirit, thus fulfilling the promise of the Father. This made the Spirit available to all saved people, regardless of their race or role in the kingdom of God. The text concludes with a quote from Acts 2 verses 36 to 41, where Peter urges people to repent, change the way they think and act, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. This promise is for all people, and those who received his word were baptized, with about 3,000 souls added that day. Overall, the summary emphasizes Jesus' sacrifice and the opportunity it provides for people to be redeemed and restored to God. Teachings and commands of Jesus. Quotations are from God's Word for the Nations. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he went back to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum. From then on, Jesus began to tell people, Turn to God and change the way you think and act, because the kingdom of his bear. Jesus went all over Galilee. He taught in the synagogues and spread the good news of the kingdom. Matthew 4 verses 12 and 17 and 23. You have heard that it was said, Never commit adultery. But I can guarantee that whoever looks with lust at a woman has already committed adultery in his heart. Matthew 4 verses 27 to 28. Whosoever shall put away, from the Greek word apolousi, gw has divorce, but the Greek word for divorce is apostasian, his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorcement, apolousian, a document proving she was not unfaithful, but I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away, apolouon, without a certificate of divorcement, his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, porneia's illicit sexual intercourse, causeth her, puts her in a situation to survive, to commit adultery. Moichusius, to have sexual relations with someone other than her husband to whom she is still married. From IBKI Marriage and Divorce, Matthew 5:31-32, also see Matthew 19 and Mark 10. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to oppose an evil person. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn your other cheek to him as well. If someone wants to sue you in order to take your shirt, let him have your coat too. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to everyone who asks you for something. Don't turn anyone away who wants to borrow something from you. Matthew 5 verses 38 to 42. Comment, you have heard that it was said, referring to traditions, oral teachings. Love your neighbor, and hate your enemy. But I tell you this, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you show that you are children of your Father in heaven. Matthew 5 verses 43-45. Be careful not to do your good works in public in order to attract attention. Matthew 6 verse 1. When you pray, don't be like hypocrites. They like to stand in synagogues and on street corners to pray so that everyone can see them. Matthew 6 verse 5. When you pray, don't ramble like heathens who think they'll be heard if they talk a lot. Matthew 6 verses 7-8. If you forgive the failures of others, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your failures. Matthew 6 verses 14-15. When you fast, stop looking sad like hypocrites. They put on sad faces to make it obvious that they're fasting. Matthew 6 verse 16. Stop storing up treasures for yourselves on earth, where moths and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. Instead, store up treasures for yourselves in heaven, your heart will be where your treasure is. Matthew 6 verses 19-21. You cannot serve God and wealth. Matthew 6 verse 24. So I tell you to stop worrying, Matthew 6 verse 25, and Luke 12 verses 22-34. But first, be concerned about his kingdom and what has his approval. Then all these things will be provided for you. Matthew 6 verse 33. Stop judging so that you will not be judged. Matthew 7 verses 1-2, and Luke 6 verses 37-42. Always do for other people everything you want them to do for you, Matthew 7 verse 12, and Luke 6 verse 31. Everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the person who does what my Father in heaven wants. Matthew 7 verses 21-22. Everyone who hears what I say but doesn't obey it will be like a foolish person, Matthew 7 verse 24, and Luke 6 verses 47-49. Can you evil people say anything good? Your mouth says what comes from inside you. Good people do the good things that are in them. But evil people do the evil things that are in them. I can guarantee that on Judgment Day people will have to give an account of every careless word they say. By your words you will be declared innocent, or by your words you will be declared guilty. Matthew 12 verses 34-37. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is pointless. It's what comes out of the mouth that makes a person unclean. Matthew 15 verses 8-11. Jesus told his disciples he would be killed, but on the third day he would be brought back to life. Peter said, "Heaven forbid, Lord. This must never happen to you." Jesus said to Peter, "Get out of my way, Satan. You are tempting me to sin. You aren't thinking the way God thinks but the way humans think." Then he added, "Those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want, pick up their crosses, and follow me." Matthew 16 verses 21-25, and Mark 8:34-9:1, and Luke 9 verses 23-27. Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I can guarantee this truth: unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18 verses 1-4, and Mark 9 verses 33-37, and Luke 9 verses 46-48. If a believer, one in Christ, does something wrong, go, confront him when the two of you are alone. If he listens to you, you have won back that believer. Matthew 18 verses 15-16. Lord, how often do I have to forgive a believer who wrongs me? 7 times. Jesus answered him, "I tell you, not just 7 times, but 70 times 7. Every time he seeks forgiveness, Matthew 18 verses 21-22. Teacher, what good deed should I do to gain eternal life? I have obeyed all these commandments. What else do I need to do?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, sell what you own. Give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he owned a lot of property. Relying on wealth cannot earn eternal life, Matthew 19 verses 22 to 21, and Mark 10 verses 17 to 31, and Luke 18 verses 18 to 30. An expert in Moses' teachings tested Jesus by asking, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest in Moses' teachings?" Jesus answered him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important commandment. The second is like it, love your neighbor as you love yourself." All of Moses' teachings and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Love always causes one to do what pleases God in the Old and New Covenants, Matthew 22 verses 34 to 40, and Mark 12 verses 28 to 34. I can guarantee this truth: unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18 verses 3 to 4. Now, the effects of the corrupt nature are obvious: illicit sex, perversion, promiscuity, idolatry, drug use, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, angry outbursts, selfish ambition, conflict, factions, envy, drunkenness, wild partying, and similar things. I've told you in the past and I'm telling you again that people who do these kinds of things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5 verses 19 to 22. The ESV translation has, "Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Don't you know that wicked people won't inherit the kingdom of God? Stop deceiving yourselves. People who continue to commit sexual sins, who worship false gods, those who commit adultery, homosexuals, or thieves, those who are greedy or drunk, who use abusive language, or who rob people will not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 to 11.